Unit Test 3. Listening. Exercise 2. You will hear five different people talking about their hobby. For speakers 1 to 5, choose from the list A to F the reason why they do their hobby. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
I love swimming. I've been going to swimming clubs since I was 5, and it's really special to me. The reason I think that this is such a special sport is that it's trained my body and my mind. Swimming has kept me fit, but I believe it's also helped me to think more clearly. You know the saying, a healthy body means a healthy mind? Well, it's completely true. I'm sure my schoolwork is better because I'm a healthy person.
Speaker 2.
I'm in the school gymnastics team and we're doing really well this year. We won the cup in June. It's great to win and you feel good. But the main reason I do gymnastics is to keep fit. I'm always trying to improve my body. I've also got to know a lot of people in the team too. When we're not training, we usually hang out together. So I guess you could say gymnastics is also my social life. The only problem I have is that sometimes we have to do extra training, and I find it hard to do that and my homework too.
Speaker 3.
I belong to an after-school club, and we play chess twice a week. It's great because it's a game where you really have to use your brain. Some of the members of the club are older than me, and they're very nice to me. They've taught me some new moves and my game has really improved. You have to think logically to play the game, which is good because I think it's training me to think in the right way and plan things properly. For example, I find that I get on much better with my brother now. We don't fight like we used to, as I think twice before losing my temper.
Speaker 4.
Oh, I love collections. I've been a collector ever since I can remember. When I was little, it was teddies and Barbie dolls, and then as I got a bit older, I started collecting stamps and postcards. I've got a huge collection of stamps. All my family and friends save them for me, and I always buy cards when I go on holiday. It's a lovely way to remember a holiday. Whenever I take them out of their box and look at them, all these memories just come rushing back. When I finish school, I'm going to travel around the world and add to my collections. That's what collecting is to me, a way to remember.
Speaker 5. Photography is my hobby. I can't even remember the first time I picked up a camera. I think taking pictures is something I've always done. I know a lot of people take pictures as a way to remember good times and places, but I don't think that's why I do it. No, it's the creativity I enjoy. I like making something. Each photo is a picture with a story. You know, it's art. There are feelings recorded in that picture. And there's the skill of being able to take a good photo. One day, I'd like to be a professional photographer.
Unit Test 3. Listening. Exercise 2.
You will hear five different people talking about their hobby. For speakers 1 to 5, choose from the list A to F the reason why they do their hobby. Use the letters only once. There is one extra letter which you do not need to use. Speaker 1.
I love swimming. I've been going to swimming clubs since I was 5, and it's really special to me. The reason I think that this is such a special sport is that it's trained my body and my mind. Swimming has kept me fit, but I believe it's also helped me to think more clearly. You know the saying, a healthy body means a healthy mind? Well, it's completely true. I'm sure my schoolwork is better because I'm a healthy person.
Speaker 2.
I'm in the school gymnastics team and we're doing really well this year. We won the cup in June. It's great to win and you feel good. But the main reason I do gymnastics is to keep fit. I'm always trying to improve my body. I've also got to know a lot of people in the team too. When we're not training, we usually hang out together, so I guess you could say gymnastics is also my social life. The only problem I have is that sometimes we have to do extra training, and I find it hard to do that and my homework too.
Speaker 3.
I belong to an after-school club, and we play chess twice a week. It's great because it's a game where you really have to use your brain. Some of the members of the club are older than me and they're very nice to me. They've taught me some new moves and my game has really improved. You have to think logically to play the game, which is good because I think it's training me to think in the right way and plan things properly. For example, I find that I get on much better with my brother now. We don't fight like we used to, as I think twice before losing my temper.
Speaker 4.
Oh, I love collections. I've been a collector ever since I can remember. When I was little, it was teddies and Barbie dolls, and then as I got a bit older, I started collecting stamps and postcards. I've got a huge collection of stamps. All my family and friends save them for me, and I always buy cards when I go on holiday. It's a lovely way to remember a holiday. Whenever I take them out of their box and look at them, all these memories just come rushing back. When I finish school, I'm going to travel around the world and add to my collections. That's what collecting is to me, a way to remember.
Speaker 5.
Photography is my hobby. I can't even remember the first time I picked up a camera. I think taking pictures is something I've always done. I know a lot of people take pictures as a way to remember good times and places, but I don't think that's why I do it. No, it's the creativity I enjoy. I like making something. Each photo is a picture with a story. You know, it's art. There are feelings recorded in that picture, and there's the skill of being able to take a good photo. One day, I'd like to be a professional photographer.